on up. Park yourself right in front of that microphone.
Oh, great.
Well, I guess we'll park the microphone right in front of you.
Perfect. This is great. Well, my task was to research where we was at. The health board actually had done quite a bit of leg work for very little money. How's that?
Thank you.
Brilliantly stated.
Which I can appreciate. Basically, what I found is we're at the stage now that we need to, if we're moving forward, we need to get this assessment done, engineering assessment, which involves structural, mechanical, HVAC, plumbing, which is none of the detail that they went through in the earlier studies. I sent you guys some emails, back and forth emails, that I was able to get from John. Anyway, I asked John, since he was involved in the project from day one, if he had a team to do this engineering assessment.
Pull that just a little closer to you there. I know you don't like it, but
anyway, so John has given me this proposal, which I emailed all of you last week, I think, whenever it was. My days run together. So I guess now is just deciding whether we want to move forward. What this assessment will do is it'll give you a lot better knowledge of what it's going to take internally to convert either one of these buildings into a CAW. There's a lot of HVAC work that I was unaware of that has to be updated in order for it to be considered a hospital. And that's what these guys will do, is get into the details of that. So he's got the whole team that's involved in putting this proposal together.
Did he say why this hadn't already been done?
Money.
Can't hear you.
He just asked why it hadn't been done.
The question was, forgot his name.
John.
Did he say why this was not already been accomplished?
Just because of the cost. I mean, as you guys can see, $30,000 is a lot of money. And it's a lot of money. Now I'm probably speaking out of turn, but it's a lot of money not knowing if the project's moving forward, if the county is not willing to or find the need for a CAW. And I guess that's kind of where we're at now.
My understanding, in looking at that, the contractor is for $30,000, but it could go well over that? Or is that a fixed cost?
We'll get the assessment for the $30,000.
Okay.
We'll get the information. And I know there's been a lot of discussion, whether it's Pinedale, whether it's Marbleton, or at least there's been some discussion. And that was one of my questions to John, is if a lot of the earlier studies indicated that Pinedale was the best location for the CAW because of traffic, because of patient counts, that kind of stuff. Just basically, you know, being near the senior center and whatnot, it made more sense in Pinedale. One of the questions came up, well, is it more inexpensive to build in Marbleton versus Pinedale? And this study will tell us that. Both facilities are pretty much the same layout, same package. So one of my concerns was, for this $30,000, is that money that we're wasting? Why are we even looking at Marbleton at that point? But in order to make the changes for Marbleton, they've got to upgrade Marbleton as well to make it run underneath the CAW. So there's got to be some upgrades done to Marbleton as well, regardless whether the CAW's here, CAW's there. There's still got to be some work done to both facilities.
The satellite facility has to be upgraded.
Correct, in order to run under the hospital license. I mean, it was way above my head, but I got educated. So there is some upgrades to both buildings, just one major construction versus some minor upgrades. And so it's still, the assessment is still valuable regardless, I guess is what I'm trying to get at.
So for the $30,000, when that time is done and this assessment or the engineering assessment comes in, then we will know from a financial standpoint, no other standpoint, the cost to do it in Marbleton or the cost to do it in Pinedale.
Correct. And you'll get a good probable cost estimate for the whole package at that point. He's bringing in some general contractors to help him say, look, this is kind of what we've got in mind. What's it going to take to build it? And so that we're not going off of pulling it out of our back pocket, mm-hmm. so to speak. There, anyway.
So are we correct in saying, and when I say we, the county commissioners, saying from your opinion as well as John McLean's opinion, the architect for Blue Room, are we correct in saying that this is a process, the engineering assessment is a process we should do or have done before we go forward with the request for the RFP?
I agree, yes. That is what we're saying. We're to this stage right now. The only reason I would say not to do it is if we're not interested in doing the
project.
Car.
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
But going forward with
going
the project,
forward,
this is
where we're at.
Okay.
The $30,000 is a minimum lump sum, I see.
Yeah.
And then reimbursable expenses and additional services are in addition to the minimal lump sum. Do we have any idea on reimbursable expenses and additional services?
From what I gathered from, because I asked the same question, they've got in each one of their costs. Like I say, he's got six different firms that's doing part of this. That's where you see the $5,000 per entity. They've got 2 days basically built into that to be on site, each one of them. And so to me, the additional expenses should be built into the $5,000. I can clarify that with John.
okay.
But typically when you do a lump sum, it is what it is. And I think the rest of his verbiage is just his normal contracts.
So the time schedule of this, if we agree to this contract from Blue Room's perspective, is to have this assessment completed before the end of March?
Before the end of March.
And that still stands even though the letters...
Right. His February was book date. Seriously, it's about 2 weeks worth of work. And so he's not really planning on starting until the 1st of March.
Okay.
And I'm the one that gave him an additional 2 weeks to just, it's a lot easier to come in early than it is late.
Yep. Well, I guess the question is, earlier in the day we talked about subsidizing the PLI for whatever.
Once again, Mary, where's the money?
I'm sorry to put you on the spot.
Well, Mr. Chairman, as I reported to you this morning, the commissioners have a consultant budget. Our consultant budget at this point in time, the budget for that is $25,000. We have spent $52,000, with by far the majority of that money being spent on health care items. One being the healthcare survey with ERG that was completed and paid for in this budget. We've paid for iBailey, so some of those things. Mark Cross is coming out of that budget as well. So we have other, your budget can't take a $30,000 hit. Mm-hmm. So, and I don't have money budgeted for healthcare. when I come back to reserves and that type of thing. So it's going to be a decision of, you know, on your part, if you want to move money from a reserve account to start this up, and maybe move some of these expenses to that account since it's all kind of part of the project.
Right.
To get that cost center together so we can have a total amount. But it's, you know, it would be up to you.
Perhaps out of a maintenance reserve? Or?
Yeah, and I have a maintenance reserve. We could, you know, right. do something like that. But as far as there being a health care reserve in there, there isn't.
There's not.
So.
Okay.
Is that a process, Mr. Chairman, that we could choose to do? That's not moving around. You're not talking about depreciation reserve, but we have to have a special hearing, go through that.
I am talking about a hearing. Yeah.
You are.
She's talking about a budget transfer.
Amendment to the budget.
Yeah, I'd have to amend the budget.
So I guess the question is, we're asked today to approve that contract, but we don't have the monies available till we have a budget hearing. I don't understand the process there. Can we go ahead and approve the contract, have the special budget hearing? Do we need some sort of consensus of opinion that we're going to take the money out of that reserve?
Right. Yeah. My suspicion is that the money that will come due from this outfit won't come due until March, when we're going to have a budget transfer anyway.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we can coordinate it all. Because we would need to, if you approve this today, we need to have this proposal, and we need to make a contract with them. So Matt's going to have to review it and have it ready for your approval at your next meeting, which is next week. But then we can anticipate the transfer of funds.
You can approve it contingent upon the budget transfer or something.
When are you kind of planning on a budget transfer, do you know?
Well, you guys are making me
Go a little harder. I know we're kind of pushing you on a few issues here. I realize that.
I would do it, I do it in March.
Right.
So the opportunities to do that would either be the 7th or the 21st.
So the 7th.
So possibly. I could do it the 7th would probably make the most sense considering what we've got on the table.
Considering what's coming.
Because the purpose of my budget transfer in March is to get us ready to start to go to FY18
budget
preparation the 1st of April. So
So by the first meeting of March, we'll be doing a budget transfer anyway. So my suspicion is that none of these bills will come if he's not going to start working on it till the 1st of March.
Right.
I think we'll be okay financially. All right, thoughts or comments, gentlemen? Go ahead, Tom.
I guess I'd like to throw out the concept of the healthcare board partnering up with us and paying half. I don't know where you guys stand with that. I'm sure I already know, but I think it would be a consideration you should think of.
Okay.
I mean, 30 grand.
Go ahead, Mr. Batchelor.
Mr. Chairman. So, Commissioner Noble, if we commit more funds, and we have committed a large number of funds to this process already, if we commit another $15,000, are we guaranteed that we're going to get this caught?
It was the same guarantee we have.
We've spent a considerable amount of our budget so far with this process.
So you're saying no to the partnership?
I'm not saying no. What I want is...
I think we're all going out on a leap of faith here when we've been working together for the last month and we've all made good progress. I'd like to continue on that. I realize that
$15,000 from the standpoint of one board member, we would have to discuss that at our next regular meeting. And I personally don't have a problem with that, but I would like at least some sort of an assurance from the Board of County Commissioners that if we're going to commit another $15,000 to the process, that this is going to move forward.
Well, I have no doubt. Yeah, our goal is
Go finish your thought.
To move forward.
Nobody's ever said that.
No one's ever said that. That's why we're asking these kinds of questions.
Maybe I shouldn't have said that then.
Commissioner, are you finished, Tom, with your thought?
I'm done.
Okay. Commissioner Burnett, you had a comment.
No, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we accept the proposal from Blue Room Architects to do the engineering assessment on this project.
Okay. There is a motion on the table.
I'll second that.
Okay. It has been moved and seconded that we move forward with the engineering from Blue Room Architect. Further discussion.
Mr. Chairman, so just right a question. Ahead. Is this out of our county funds for the $30,000?
Yeah, the motion would be that we do that contingent.
That we pay the $30,000.
Contingent, we pay the $30,000 and we get the money, necessary monies, moved from our reserve fund accounts.
Okay. Yeah, I understand that. Commissioner Rawhauser, you have a comment?
I guess I would like to have it be noted that Mr. Bessler made the comment that the Rural Healthcare Board has put a lot of money into this. Well, you guys are in the healthcare business.
Yes, sir.
We're not. And then you, what Mary has to say and what the chairman has to say is the fact that we've spent over $100,000 on this. And we're not in the healthcare business. We're trying to do what is best for the county. And I think we've met here several times saying we need to move forward with this. And in the last month, we've moved quite a ways. And I think we'll move forward even quicker. I really do. But we still have to do it right. And it goes back to what Commissioner Bousman asked. This study that's being done that's going to cost $33,000, it's too bad it wasn't done a year ago. Because at that time, we would be down the road a long ways. And I use the analogy, flip this house. You can't just do an RFP and then all of a sudden the roof falls in. And that's what this is all about, this engineering assessment. So when it gets time to build the car, we don't have a mistake.
Can I talk about money a little bit here?
Hold on just a second. I will get to public comments in just a moment. Yeah.
First.
Okay. Very good. Commissioner Noble, did you have any other comments on there's a motion on the table and there is a second. And so we're doing further discussion within the board at this
Correct.
Point. So,
Correct.
Commissioner Noble, did you have...
My final comment would be, it appears we're paying for the whole thing.
That's the motion.
That's the motion.
That's what the motion that has been made, is that the Board of County Commissioners will pay for this study. Okay. Further discussion...
I'll just reiterate my comment. I think that our commitment is trying to move forward with the call, recognizing that it's going to be necessary for continued health care in our community. And I think this is a step forward looking at that process.
Mm-hmm. Commissioner Bousman, do you have any comments?
Just some thoughts. And if we do this, we will have the result will give us what we need to design an RFP to move forward. We will know what this project is going to cost. Then the next step is going to be, where do we get the money to pay for it? You know, do we take all this money out of the county's reserve accounts that are dedicated for other things? Do we take part of it? We've yet to figure that out, and we're not to that point yet. And part of that, in my mind, could very likely involve a discussion of what does the healthcare district need to do their part to assure that this is, if we do build it, that it can be successfully operated within the tubes of expenses within the industry that need to be for it to be successful. Where's the money coming from? How much from the healthcare district? How much from the county? Do we do a 1-cent sales tax? If we do that, then the job becomes convincing the public that if they vote for this, that these things will occur. We will address, we collectively, but it's mostly the healthcare district's job to address out-migration of people. What are we going to do to convince people to go to this call if we build it? Or are they still going to go to Jackson because they're not happy with the service they get here? Those are all questions that are unanswered that at some point we're going to have to come up with answers for those if we're going to be successful in the long run. And that's my thought at this time.
Okay, very good. Thank you. I'll just take a moment here, too. With an engineering assessment, we will know pretty closely how much it would cost to improve these buildings. Okay, that is a figure I had to have that I don't have right now. That's a figure I had to have before I can agree to move forward. So, Mr. Batchelor, I'll just tell you, I don't see us having 100% commitment to build it. I mean, these are numbers that we're going to get from this assessment that will help us make that decision.
Understood.
Okay. We do not have a reserve. We've got reserves for other things. We've got a reserve for maintenance, which possibly could be used for these buildings. If you call this type of a thing, if that falls underneath maintenance. But we can't cannibalize other reserve accounts. There are other things that we need to have that reserve money in place in case something happens, that it, you know, bottom falls out. So that's something for us to consider, where that money is coming from. I think those are all the comments I have at this point. I am very much in favor of moving forward and getting those hard numbers. And then we do this step by step. Like I said before, mm-hmm. though, it does not mean I'm 100. I am committing to build this today. I'm not.
Call the vote.
Okay. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. We will enter into an agreement for an engineering assessment with Blue Room. And now I would like to go to public comments. You bet.
Thank you. Jeannie Brown, I'm the executive director for the Rural Health Foundation. And our role is to help supplement funding for the needs of the healthcare system. And I feel compelled today, I was really hoping you guys would say a firm yes. Because without that firm yes, what I am facing right now is the opportunity to purchase a used CT scanner, which typically costs $450,000. We can purchase this right now for under $120,000. We have an anonymous, very generous donor that in the last 2 years has given us $150,000. And I had promised this person that we would buy something significant with that generous donation. But in good conscience, my board is not going to be able to go ahead and offer up that money to purchase this without a firm yes. So I just want you to understand kind of some of the dynamics that are going on behind the scenes, because there's a lot of what I believe to be very progressive, long-term strategic decisions that are not being made because we don't have the firm yes. So I appreciate you hearing me. Thank you.
You bet. I might have one question for you, though. Would that CT scan not benefit the community, whether it sits in a CAW or it sits in the clinic as it is? Would it not benefit the community anyway?
I believe that yes would be that answer, but there is still a fear because of the lack of a firm yes from you that we continue to erode the reserves that the healthcare system has until we keep whacking services, and then we are really just a Band-Aid station. Somebody said a Band-Aid station and an EMS system. Because at the end of the day, those are the two kinds of things that people don't ever want to let go of. And that is the concern, because if you see the chart, you know that the plane is going into the ground at a pretty steep angle from healthcare coverage. And that's the concern out in this whole community. Is why would we invest in a CT scanner at that tune of investment if we're eventually not even going to be using it, because that's not going to be the business we're in.
Okay, we could probably debate this for some time.
I wish we wouldn't.
I understand. Yeah, I do. I understand. I have a thought, a rebuttal on that, but I think let's just pass. Yeah, yeah.
We can have coffee or something.
Go ahead.
Commissioners, there is a quorum here. This is not a set meeting for us, so we can't make any decisions or obligate anything today. But what we can and will obligate ourselves to do is to have a discussion at our next meeting, and it'll be on our agenda to talk about the engineering contract.
Okay.
We can't wait.
Okay. That's good. That's great.
They've approved the engineering contract.
Yeah.
Actually, what I was referring to is they asked us if we could help fund it, and that's what we are going to have on our agenda at our next regular scheduled meeting. Not the special meeting this week.
So,
go ahead, Commissioner.
Am I understanding you're gonna consider doing a separate engineering assessment?
No, sir.
Because the motion we just made was to
fund
help
the assessment.
Pay for.
They're going to chip in.
Okay.
To help pay.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Did I miss anybody that wanted to talk? Go right ahead.
Chairman Nelson, on the heels of what Jeannie said, I want the county commissioners to be aware of the timeline that the board is on regarding budget. So we will start budget at the end of February, the beginning of March. And last year we were in a very similar situation where we just simply didn't know what the future held for healthcare. And at that time, as people remember, we made some sizable changes to our budget, suspending of Saturday clinics, suspension of after hours down in Marbleton, reduction of workforce. I would just ask that the county commissioners be sensitive to that timeline and a firmer plan of how do we move forward. And another set of reductions would be very unfortunate based on some of the information Mark shared and the cannibalism and, you know, just ongoing, you know, loss of staff, which then equates to not having potential services. So the other thing that I just want to make a comment of, and we've worked hard with our team in the district to try to put this history that seems to keep coming up, as Mark said, water under the bridge, whether it's the care at the clinic, the quality of that, past boards, past money. We together as a team need to make a commitment that does not keep coming into public meetings.
Okay. Thank you,
Chairman.
Very good. Go ahead.
I would hope that the healthcare board, when they meet with regard to the upcoming budget, would consider other alternatives that they might have, whether it's using some of your reserve money in lieu of cutting back services, because I think we've cut back services all that we can, and we are in that cannibalistic mode. So I think working together, that might be an interim option for your board to consider in terms of using some of that reserve money to carry through the budget for the next year in the good faith that we're trying to move forward with this project.
Dr. Burnett, I'll make sure that our board understands your position on that.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Mr. Mitchell.
Mr. Nelson. Commissioner Rawhauser?
Yes.
I have one question, a clarification. I know when you were asking questions before about the engineering study, and I'm not sure if I heard it right or if you meant it to be this way, but did you ask if it costs less to build in Marbleton, Big Piney than it does in Pinedale, that's where it's going to be?
No, absolutely not. No. No, my question was why the study wasn't done a year ago. Because the Big Piney Marbleton Clinic was not even in the picture a year ago. And the only reason that the Marbleton Big Piney Clinic came into view was because it was mentioned by Mr. Cross.
What am I, chop liver? First of all, I know I haven't had a name change, and I really don't think I've had a
session. I'm sorry. But both of you had brought that up. I'm sorry. But no, that's not what I said. Absolutely not. And this, to me, as an individual county commissioner, this is a financial thing. This isn't where it goes. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
What's best for the county?
Just a clarification.
Sure.
I appreciate
mm-hmm.
it.
You bet. Okay, very good. No further comments here. This might be a good point to bring this topic up. I previously mentioned that perhaps we had enough reserves in our building fund that we've received from the Rural Healthcare District through their lease payments.
Depreciation reserve.
Yeah, perhaps we have enough saved in there for any maintenance issues that may be coming. So it is my recommendation that perhaps we forego the lease payment for this year for the Rural Healthcare District and then see what it looks like at the beginning of next year. So something for us to discuss. And if you need some time to think about it, I will understand that and acquiesce to that also. We have just shy of 300,000 in there, Mary?
We're a little over.
Just a little over. There's a little over, just a little over $300,000 in that maintenance fund. And just to reiterate, that is what that was. It wasn't rent. It was a lease agreement to help maintain the buildings. And that money doesn't go into the general account. It goes into a maintenance account.
Designated for the two
clinics. Designated for the two clinics and has been, and money has been used out of it. My thoughts are perhaps we've got that built such that maybe we could forego the lease for a year and see where we sit in a year. So just throwing that out there for you, gentlemen.
Yeah, it's a thought.
Want a little time to think on it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It raises another question. I don't guess, Mary, any of those monies that's in that depreciation reserve account, which is, I think, the
yep.
account you're referring to, can be used to pay for this study.
Oh, no.
Well, and that's totally your choice, too. So the lease payment account is a maintenance account.
Is a maintenance account.
That's in the general fund courthouse and maintenance budget, which we use to maintain all. There's a specific line item for the clinics that comes in this Rural Healthcare District payment. The money that's left in that account, I have then reserved in a depreciation reserve account. So I have a line item depreciation reserve for the maintenance of those clinics. So I did lie a little bit that I don't have any money for healthcare. I don't have money for healthcare, but I
no.
do have money for those clinics.
We have maintenance so, money.
Maintenance yeah. money.
That,
so
that's
maintenance
what we
money.
Do have.
Right.
But that's a spot.
I wouldn't suggest cannibalizing that one for studies. Mm-hmm. I really wouldn't. I'd say let's find that money someplace else.
Okay.
Leave that money in there for what we designated it for.
If we're moving forward with this, we can ponder this, but I would be in favor of your proposal.
Okay.
Forgiving that, please.
All right. Let's take a little time to think on it. And Mary, can you remind me at our next meeting that we'll bring this topic up one more time?
I will. And Mr. Chairman, I'll have a better idea of exactly how much.
How much is
we've
in
got.
That account?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because since we haven't received a payment this year, I budget that payment also.
Right.
I know
right.
that we've expended money. That payment hasn't come, that payment hasn't come in, so we're
right,
and it would go against that reserve,
right?
So that the 318 is going to be less.
It's going to be a little less than that.
Yeah, a little less.
And we haven't received a lease payment from the healthcare district.
No,
for
we have not.
Okay, all right. So we're all right there. Okay, we will discuss about that again too. So good. Go ahead.
Just in case I'm not here when you discuss that, just as we were doing a walk through the buildings, keep in mind we're going on year 10 without any major renovation or refurbishing. We have a pretty significant leaking roof in the entryway at the Pinedale Clinic. As I know, there's a lot of roof leakage occurring now. So just being sensitive that the clinics themselves, floor eruptions, things like that. There probably will be money taken out of those accounts as we move forward.
Oh, I'm certain of it. Yeah, absolutely. There's no doubt that account will continue to be called upon. I'm sure of that. And, you know, not to argue with you, but there have been some, there's been floors and things like that that have been replaced.
Oh, I know.
In the clinics, too.
There's actually a lease that lists, you know, Mary, that what we can take out of that account and what we can't. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, that was the basis of my wanting a little bit of time, was to ask that question.
What's coming
up?
Do
we have some major maintenance things that's going to, we need that money for, okay, that maybe that's not the best decision.
Okay.
Because we got to come up with it somewhere to keep the building operable.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe in the next couple of weeks we can have maintenance do a little assessing of both clinics and see if there's any major expenditures headed our way right quick. Okay, good. That'll give me some time to think on it too then. Thank you. Okay, thanks, Todd. Appreciate
Thank
it.
You.
Anything else?
A side note,
okay.
I had a pre-bid meeting on Rendezvous Point
today.
We had two contractors here. You missed Kelly. Two electrical contractors at Gun General. But we've got, there's actually quite a bit of interest in it.
Okay.
So, yeah, good. Well.
And do we know where all that is on funding? I mean,
we're waiting to see. I met with Paul Jensen Monday.
Okay.
No, last week.
Okay.
Not this week. And he's brought me over a set of plans. Chris, but we're going to build the budget once we see what the bid is. But Paul said that they recently just got another donation, a nice donation.
Good.
So I think he's got the funding.
He's actually getting the funding then.
Yeah, unless we get a huge surprise in what the bid is.
Come in, but you can always reject them.
Right. Yeah. Well, and I think that would happen if the bid comes in way more than the money they have. Rounded up.
I mean, that was one question they asked me today, and I told them I didn't have a budget on it yet, or an estimate, so I don't.
Yeah, if the bid comes in too high, we just won't accept a bid.
I mean, we had contractors that, well, I'm working with the one, and we've worked with the other quite often. Mm-hmm. So I think we'll see some pretty good numbers, especially the timing of it. People want to, they're not overly booked.
Yeah, so everybody's looking for work.
Did Paul, on that note, did Paul say when he wanted? Nobody's ever discussed completion date. Is there a big rush? We don't know how to act if there's not a big rush.
No. I'd order it today and build it yesterday.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Jim.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, Todd.
You had a comment, Maxine?
Not on her phone.
Okay, you're going to talk to Todd? Or?
No, I want to talk to
Matt.
Mr. Ron.
Okay, yeah, by all means.
Matt, I'd like to respond to your question of why that study wasn't done.
Yes.
Previously, if you recall, the county commissioners set up the criteria for moving ahead on this. One was to do the eye bailing second study that they did.
Mm-hmm.
One was to do that study of the community, and when the community came back and said 60%, yes, we want to do it. And the third thing was to do no damage to the settlement.
Mm-hmm.
That set up a situation where the healthcare board would not have spent $30,000 to do a study when it was not at all clear that we were even going to move forward with this con. And I think that needs to be in your perspective.
Well, I think it is, and I understand that. I guess my point is, what has happened in the past, sitting in the back of the room, I wasn't the county commissioner at the time, people were attacking the county commissioners for dragging their feet. And now all of a sudden, the county commissioners are moving forward to get this going as fast as they possibly can. And it still doesn't seem to be satisfying the people that it isn't done quickly when it has to be done right. I guess that's what I'm saying. So I may have it out of perspective a little bit. You may be absolutely correct. But, you know, there were some times that I sat in the back and listened to people, and I almost want to say disembowel the county commissioners for what they weren't doing. And I was just appalled at that, for someone that would come and get after their boss, so to speak, which I guess, in a way, county commissioners are, if they are an employee of the county. I was an employee for 36 years. I would have no more gone to my boss and told him what I thought than I could fly. Now, go outside of his office and scream and holler and beat my head against the wall? Absolutely. But to go tell him? No. But I'm from a different era. And so, consequently, I'm struggling with that a little bit. I'll get past it. I've reached a level of maturity, my wife says. I'm not sure.
Your maturity.
Well, I think we all need to remember what Mark said at his first meeting with all of us. What's happened has happened.
Happened, absolutely. Yes, and the cannibalistic thing comes up. That keeps sticking in my mind, is that if we start to cannibalize things, pretty much there's one person standing that's starving to death. And we can't do that. We have to work together to get to the end result. And I believe we will. I think so.
Thank you. Go ahead, Chuck. You had another comment.
Yeah, to just add another comment in there. I think a year ago, we were looking for approval from the Board of County Commissioners. And if that had happened at that time, the real healthcare board would have eaten all of the engineering study. It was never going to be left out. I think it was always going to be done correctly, the right way. You know, you can't miss steps, especially going through a public process with public monies. So it would have always been out of our budget up to this point.
I guess going back to what Maxine just said.
And one additional comment, you know that we have committed $2 million out of our reserve funds for the architectural planning, the initial costs, which would be the engineering study included in that. So...
I think we'll work together. There again, I was sitting in the back of the room. So my vision back there is different than my vision right now.
Understood.
It's I'm looking at it a different way.
Yeah,
I'm wearing glasses now.
Mm-hmm. Now it's getting you.
Well, congratulations on your wife's approval.
Go ahead. Okay.
Sitting in the back of the row, Jim Malkowski is an employee of the county. I am not an employee of the county sitting here. You are representing me.
I don't understand.
I elected you guys. I did not elect you to be my boss. You represent me when you said this.
Well, but Kay, you didn't stand up and talk down at the county commissioners.
No, and anybody that does stand up and talk down, it may not be in their best interest to do that. But you are not an employee of anybody except for somebody that's getting a paycheck.
I appreciate that. That's a philosophical discussion.
No, you're representing us. When we were voted for, you represent us.
I represent everyone. Absolutely. But so, there's an etiquette that needs to be there.
That doesn't mean you don't represent us.
Thank you very much for your comments. We are finished for the day. How about that? We're going to
motion
not only accepted but welcomed, and yeah, we're adjourned. Yeah. See if I can get all this stuff done today. I may have to call Stubby and have him start the tractor.
Oh my God!
What?
I'm not adjourned. Oh, I got my committee
fun.
I had to get it out. It's been hitting me for about 3 weeks, for about 2 months. I had to say it. I had to say it. Go home.
That's killing me too.
I'm not having a good time with that one.
Well, and I may see, I, you know, I kind of get that because I misspoke. It wasn't the county.
Yeah, I'm still.
On many levels. That's the end of my eraser.
It looks like you're.
I don't do drugs.
No, I meant.
He does. He does.
Okay, I'm new with this. We'll see if I get Miss Coach.
Thank you, mister.
Yes, how's it going?
Mostly good.
Mostly?
Yeah.
I can't come up with your. I don't know how to get into your phone.
That one.
Oh, that's the same thing. I am.
So. What's your East Fork Live password for you?
Wild Blue 123.
Capital W? Or?
No, all small cases.
Mr. Chairman?
Nicely done.
Well, I don't know if it was or not.
I don't work. I don't know what.
Oh. No.
So I'm going to have to.
Well, see, what I was thinking is I would just change it. That'd be something for you.
Thank you. Hello.
They claim that they can do this with a minimum
Right, there you go. Exactly.
If we need to.
Good idea.
Yeah.
What do you say?
All right, Andy.
You staying out of trouble today?
I haven't gotten caught yet.
These guys.
That Dropbox on your phone, too?
I got it.
It's not rocket science.
Well, for these guys, yeah, because nobody has Apple licenses. I'm like, and I can't log in.
Well, do they have Apple phones?
No, I don't know what they got.